Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. Award-winning Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce and Ozark Seasoning. RTP Outdoors. RTPOutdoors.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Welcome to the Big Island. This is your host, Ray I, in Hawaii on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning, March 18th, 2017. Another return trip to the Big Island of Hawaii. Got a great show lineup for you. I can't stay on here very long because me and John have to climb the mountain this morning. 4-hour difference from those of you back in St. Louis. But we've got a unique show. Matt's going to help me out with the show. We got a lot of great Hawaiian information coming to you. We're going to start off with give John here a call just a second and talk to him about the Hawaiian hunt this year, 2017, what to expect and what the turkeys are doing. And then we're going to go back to some past interviews with John and some hunts from the many trips I've had to the Big Island of Hawaii. Got a great show lineup for you. Looking forward to my hunt this morning with John. Always enjoy hunting with John Sabati on the Big Island of Hawaii. So with that, we're going to give John a call, do a little interview, and then a little later in this segment, we're going to play a segment of audio. I shot a video with John in 2015 here on the island to talk about what he provides with his hunt. So here we go. Hey, we've got our great friend and super guide, John Sabati, on the line. Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, hello, Ray. Good morning.
How's things going on the Big Island for turkeys? Could we get a quick turkey report before I get into some more detail? I got some questions I need to ask you. How's the turkeys looking?
Oh, sure. Actually, right now, the gobblers are fighting. It's starting to kick in a little late because our weather is funky. We had a dry spell, and we just started to get our spring rain. So it's just starting to kick in now, but it's going to be a great season.
You've already had some success. You've had several hunts. Why don't you briefly tell us a little bit about a couple of your successful hunts?
For my client, I do a lot of scouting, and I reserve roosts for each one of my clients. And I knew that they weren't really into the breeding mode. In the area that I guide, the gobblers had just finished their pecking order. You know, they were fighting, and they broke up, claiming their territory and roosts. The secret is get in tight. The hunts went really well. In fact, they went a little bit too well. It was sort of bittersweet. First hunt went maybe 10 minutes, and then second hunt went maybe only 15 minutes.
Okay. Not a lot to enjoy, but yet a good thing for a guide and an outfitter that's taking somebody for a turkey hunt.
It was exciting. They had a great time. They got to see a piece of Hawaii that normally people visiting don't get to see. You know, I took them up in a dryland forest up in a higher elevation around 6,000, 7,000 feet. I just told him, I says, we're not going to call. We're going to wait for the first Urko front in to sound off. That'll trigger the gobbling. And as soon as that happened, it was sweet. It was early, and they were surprised that the goblins hit the ground so early in the morning.
Yeah, in the dark. I've witnessed that with you. A lot of people ask me about my connection with John Sabati and the hunting, and why don't you tell our listeners how me and you in the very beginning met, when that was, and how we met?
Actually, we first met was at the National Turkey Federation Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. Big Ernie from Quaker Boy introduced me to you, and he told me that you were giving a great seminar, and I attended that seminar. And I got to tell you, in that one seminar, I learned so much. We hooked up, and that was the beginning right there. Fun times.
Yeah, we've had some good hunts. We've been together a lot of years and come over there every year, every other year or so, try to get over there as often as I can. People are missing out on a great opportunity if they don't hunt Hawaii, and they always ask, well, what kind of birds are they? They're Rio Grandes, but they don't act like Rio Grandes in Texas, do they, John?
No, they don't. And it's hard to say what's going to happen because here in Hawaii, we only have two weather seasons, you know, not like the four pronounced weather seasons you have there. All we have is wet and dry. So the success for turkey hunting here in Hawaii is that you got to be able to go with the flow. Let the turkeys tell you what's going on. You know, it's just like now, the beginning, you know, the start of the season, they're not gobbling hard. You know, they gobble on the roost, they hit the ground and they go silent. And, you know, they're more in the fall mode. And then now we're having the rains and now they're kicking into their spring dance.
Spring dance. I did a spring dance once, John. I think I did it with you with some banana nut bread about 8,000
feet. Yeah. We're going to have that chocolate chip banana mac nut bread again.
Oh, boy. Okay, what should a hunter, if they book a hunt with you, I know you're booked all the time, but if someone gets a chance, opportunity to hunt with you in Hawaii, what do they need to know or what do they need to do to be able to get a hunt?
Okay, first of all, they need to get a hunter safety card. The law here in Hawaii is doesn't matter what age you are, you have to have a hunter safety card to get a license here in Hawaii. The ranch I work for, Kealia Ranch, we're a licensed agent, a tag vendor, so you can get your license and tags through us. I provide shotguns and ammo to make your travel easier. I got some great Mossberg shotguns, very accurate. But you need to call me right away. I run a limited amount of hunts. The ranch, Kealia Ranch, is a working cattle ranch. The hunts are fair chase, no feeders. We only hunt on the week, Saturdays, Sundays, and some of the holidays when the cowboys are not working. So it's a very limited amount of hunt. You book a hunt with me, you're the only hunter on the ranch for a day. It's 13,000 acres. We kind of cover the whole ranch in one day. 100% success rate. And if you want to book, you got to call me way in advance. I normally book out a year in advance, sometimes 2 years in advance.
Well, yeah, because they get to take the wife and put her on the beach, and then they get to go turkey hunting. What
yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's great. The wives get to go on the beach. Two guys that I just guided, they were kind of happy that the hunts got done early because they said they get to go back and control the charge cards.
Okay, that makes sense. I also want to tell my listeners that John's not just a guide in Hawaii. John's quite the turkey hunter. John came to Missouri and hunted with us last year and took out a Missouri Ozark gobbler pretty quick. So he's got to know what he's doing if he can take out a Missouri gobbler and then also take out those lava-running birds up there.
Yeah, you know, I was really excited to hunt in the Ozarks, a real beautiful country, and I really appreciate it because going on those trips helped me to get a better understanding of turkeys. And it's like you said, turkeys are turkeys no matter where you go. I found that very interesting. The only difference between Hawaii and the States is we don't have the predators that you do. So locator calls like coyote calls, owl hooters, crow calls, leave them home. You bring them here, they'll shock gobble to it, but they end up going the other way because it's not a natural sound.
Yeah, they like
they love it. I think that everybody should have a good sounding box call or a friction call because, you know, we're hunting at high elevations and a mouth call is great. But if you got to do a lot of calling, you run out of gas in the thin air.
Great information, John. Now we're going to pitch it back to Matty G. Play a little segment for additional information for hunting the Big Island of Hawaii with John Sabati.
Aloha. Welcome to Midwest Outdoors and World Slam Adventures. I'm John Sabati, and today we're hunting on the Big Island of Hawaii for some spring turkey hunting. Now we're located on the Kona side of the island, the west side, and we're hunting on the slopes of Mauna Loa, the active volcano, on the Kealia Ranch. On this ranch, we have approximately 15,000 acres to hunt on. And what's unique about this ranch, I get to be the guide and I get to do the management. So I divide this ranch into sections. Each hunter coming in gets to work a roost that nobody else has worked for the season. Now, on this ranch, it's an active working cattle operation, so we only guide turkey hunts on the weekends. Very limited amount of turkey hunts, and I book out well in advance. 15 years, 100% success rate. Awesome country. Start off in the lower elevations, about 1,500 feet, through the jungles, coming up to the tropical rainforest, ending up at about 7,000 feet in the dryland forest you see right behind me. Unique country, it's fun, exciting. You can be up here hunting, and then your wife or your husband can be down on the beach getting a suntan. There's so much to do here. It's really a unique place. If you want more information on hunting with me on the Kealia Ranch, check out World Slam Adventures. I'm John Sabati. Mahalo for tuning in. Aloha and ahui ho.